All right, we're here with Devin Smith, the Ohio State wide receiver. And Devin, first of all, tell us why you decided to come here to the Senior Bowl just a week after the big game, sort of to prove yourself. What was that decision like?
You know, when I got the invite, I was real excited about it. I felt this was just a one-time life opportunity to be out here and really get a chance to show your skill set to some of these teams, and I felt it was a great opportunity for me to come out here and do that.
What was it like to just mentally sort of turn the page from being in the team atmosphere, you know, playing for the big game? Obviously, you win the game, and then so quickly you have to turn the page to selling yourself and being sort of selfish, I guess, a little bit.
You know, that part of it I don't think is very hard, because when you know you have a common goal with your teammates, you sort of work, you know, real, real hard, and, mm-hmm. and not just for yourself but for others on your team. And when you come out here and you're all about yourself, you know, you know what you have to work on, and you go out there and grind and, you know, try to do everything you can to the best of your ability.
So what was the game like? Tell us. What was it like to win the national championship?
Yeah, it was crazy. I can remember just holding that trophy at the end of the game, man, and I hugged it, and it was just a feeling that just went through my whole body. Like, man, I just can't believe we did this, and I was so happy. And then after the game, I'm just sitting in the hotel, just relaxing, and I'm just reminiscing on just the whole year and how it went, and it was just amazing.
You know, for the Eagles, of course, Chip Kelly, the head coach. Do you feel like he's gonna have a grudge against you?
He wasn't
the coach, but, so you know, it wasn't his team. But I'm sure he was rooting for Oregon.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, he's real good friends with Coach Meyer.
Yeah.
He came down to watch our practice a few times, so he probably could tell you that it's no surprise that we came out on top with the win and how good we played, because he know what type of coach Urban Meyer
yeah.
is.
So for you as a prospect, you know, the scouting report on you is that you are that deep downfield guy, the big plays downfield. For you this week, is it about proving that you're more than that?
Yeah, you know, me personally, I know that I can run all the other routes. I know that's one thing that really wasn't displayed, especially this year. But I know I can run those routes, and it's just a matter of me going out there and showing them.
At the same time, you know, it's easier probably for a guy who can make plays downfield to make the short plays, as opposed to a slow guy trying to get open downfield. The speed is one of your selling points.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm really wanting, you know, a lot of these guys to know that I am fast and looking to get faster.
As you go up against, you know, you played in the national championship game, you played a bunch of great teams, but as this is sort of a collection of some of the best players in college football, do you feel like you're the fastest guy on the field or among the fastest guys?
Yeah, I think I'm up there. I think probably top five, top ten fastest guys out there right now.
Growing up, were you always the fastest guy around?
A little bit. You know, there was times where a few guys were faster than me. When I was younger, I was more of a person that liked to jump.
Okay.
And I can always jump the highest. And, you know, as I trained more and really start to understand the mechanics of running, I've got a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. When you get open downfield, you know, there are certain guys who are fast enough to create separation downfield, but they can't always necessarily complete the catch. That's something you do very well. Do you take pride in the fact that you can not only get open but make those contested catches down the field?
Yeah, it's very important when you get, you know, that wide open, you got to make the catch, mm-hmm. or you're going to look silly on TV. But I think what I can do very well is my body control, especially when, you know, I got to adjust to the ball and eye control. I think I'm pretty good at that, and I think with running track and you know, high jumping and having that mental focus, I think was key to making some of those plays that I did.
I know it's a little further down the line now, and you still got a couple of days here left, but with that track background, are you expecting a big performance at the combine?
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm going to go train, and I'm going to train my tail off and try to run as fast as I can.
You're going to put any goal out there for us, or keep it to yourself?
I want to be in the 4-3 range.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking forward to running, and I'm, like I said, I'm going out there and train my tail off and do everything to the best of my ability.
Any hopes on when you'll come off the board come the draft, or you just want to sort of let it play out?
I'm really just let it play out. Yeah. I'm going to go out there and just work my tail off and you know, see what all happens.
All right, two more questions. First, NFL comparison. You know, you're going to get them throughout the draft season. Who would you go with?
Probably Jeremy Maclin.
You're speaking our language again.
I watched him when he was at Missouri. He was a guy that I watched a lot. He was part of the reason why I chose number 9 when I was in high school.
Okay.
And just, you know, the way he runs and things like that and how fast he is, it just looks so smooth and so natural, and it kind of reminds me of myself a little bit.
Oh, man, I don't even want to ask a question after that. That's such a great way to end, but I'll ask it anyway. We ask everybody, best player you played this season?
On defense, I probably say Cyrus Jones is probably a guy that really competed and not just with guarding me, but with guarding other guys. And watching him on film, he was a guy that I thought kind of stood out to me.
All right, well, Devin Smith, national champion, Jeremy Maclin clone potentially. Best of luck at the draft process. Maybe we'll see you in Philadelphia.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks
that.
Thanks a lot, Devin.